In Thailand, like most places, snails have long been seen as pests that ruin crops. But there's a new cosmetics craze in Asia that's changing the snail's reputation. This particular beauty treatment is all about snail slime, which now puts these creatures in high demand. So much so that a kilo of snail slime powder can be as valuable as a kilo of gold. The World's Patrick Nguyen tracked down Thailand's top snail expert to find out more.
I'm in a laboratory in Bangkok with a scientist and a snail. And he's, how do I put it, stimulating the snail with a little plastic eyedropper. That's Professor Somsak Panha, a biologist. He's the snail guru in Thailand. Now watch, he says. It's about to get slippery. I tell him, oh, I see it. It's getting shiny. Yeah, he says, and this shiny slime coming out. This is the stuff people use. And by use, he means rubbing it all over your face. They say it makes wrinkles disappear, that the goopiness makes your skin super soft. So I ask, well, what if I just put a little around my eyes right now? But he stops me saying, no, look, it would work, but we should test for bacteria first. Thailand is snail heaven. It rains a lot, snails like wet places, and of the 600 species native to the country, more than 100 were discovered by Somsak and his team at a university called Chulalongkorn. This guy, he adores snails. He picks one up, it's as big as a tennis ball with a caramel-colored shell, and he says, have you ever seen a snail's nose? It takes me a second to figure out what I'm looking at. This hole just opens up near the slimy thing's head and pulsates. That's how it breathes, he says.
Wow.
Somsak seems, like, wistful. Because seeing this for the first time as a young man, a snail breathing, in and out, in and out, it was thrilling, he says. He's been studying them for almost 30 years. He loves that they're sensitive. Yes, he says, they can feel it when you touch their shell. And he loves that they're both male and female. He loves all of it. Until recently, obsessing over snails was a lonely pursuit. But then... That's an ad for a snail mucus-based beauty serum. In the last few years, across Asia, this has been a huge fad.
SPF 30, from snail secretion filtrate.
89% of snail trusica.
Jenny Sweet White Snail Serum.
It's seen as a South Korean thing, because that's where it first got really popular. But Somsak is like, wait, my Thai snails have way better slime. He singled out a few species with really good mucus that makes your skin bouncy and soft, and that helped kick off this craze in Thailand, where people in the upcountry now like to harvest snail slime as a side hustle. YouTube has lots of how-to videos like this, a Thai woman feeding rice to all of her snails, which live inside old car tires. You can scrape the slime off and sell it to cosmetics factories. Apparently, the money can be quite good. But Somsak says you gotta scrape a lot of slime to come out ahead. And look, he says, a snail can make a lot of slime. After all, it leaves a sticky trail everywhere it goes. But in one day, you might be able to extract 5 cubic centimeters. Some quick math here. To fill a pint glass with slime, it would take 3 months. Somsak himself makes and sells serum, and his operation churns out 1 ton of slime per year, he says, and that uses tens of thousands of snails. His company sells a little glass jar of slime for about $45. Business is good, he says, especially now that men have gotten into snail slime beauty treatments too. Men now buy more slime than women, he says. Now, I know he loves snails, but before I go, I have to ask. He says they feel every touch, right? So does all this poking and prodding and mucus collection, Is it torturing them?
No,
he says. Add a bit of water when you gently scrape out the slime, and they'll be fine. He says, it's not torture, okay? People who roast them and eat them, that's way more harsh. Yes, the same species he identified as having grade A slime, people eat them too. And just as YouTube will teach you how to raise and feed snails, other videos will show you how to grill them. Real tasty, this YouTuber says. I asked the professor if he also thinks that they're tasty. I wouldn't know, he says. I've never eaten one in my life. I just don't have the heart to eat a snail. For The World, Patrick Nguyen, Bangkok, Thailand.